Chadwick,
Are you
coach.
all set?
What's that?
Yeah, did you get prepared on a Sunday night? Were you prepared for this conversation?
I've been thinking about it a lot, but not formally prepared.
What do you do? What is your formal way to prepare for something that is important?
Whatever that thing may be, I try to think of what the ideal outcome is what exactly am I shooting for at the end of the day? And then I work backwards from there.
Do you have a contingency plan if things don't go as you had envisioned?
Yeah. Begin again. I think it's rare that it's pretty rare for things to work out exactly the way that I draw them up. There are always obstacles. So my contingency plan usually is to, whatever happens that derails the plans, whether it's expected or unexpected, to kind of assess what it is that has led us or led me astray towards the end of the end game, the goal, and then perhaps change my strategy or just take your lumps and keep grinding if the goal is still in reach.
Well, there you go. That's class A advice on a Sunday evening, 8 o'clock, from your JV coach, Benjamin Brink. Ben, we spent the last week together. Week one is in the books. Scrimmage one is in the books. I am going to give this week, I'm going to give it a B plus. I think it was a great week. I think our guys were focused. I think that we were taking it seriously, and I think that we really saw just a glimmer, but certainly an evident glimmer of the potential that we've got in this program this year and obviously moving forward. Agreed? Disagreed?
I would agree with that completely. I would not give it an A, but I would definitely give it a solid B. There is an A within reach, I think, and it's close.
Closer than I had envisioned when we talked about the plan. It seems closer than I could have hoped for at this point. I mean, let's face it, we got a bunch of guys that just got done football season, went in a state championship in football. You know, they literally were playing in the state championship. What was it, 2, maybe 3 weeks ago?
Yeah.
I think, yes. Yeah, so, you know, these guys are going directly from football, and football's a physical sport, right? They played a lot of games, and they're coming directly from that into a totally different sport, you know, with a lot of the same obviously skill set needed, but yeah, it's a different objective, it's a different way to win. And their ability to kind of just turn the page as really that has been the most pleasant surprise. I was nervous that, you know, our guys were going to be stiff and just kind of sloppy. But they're way more polished than I thought they would be at this point.
Yeah, I think another way to say that is that it feels like a team already. It feels like a group where everyone seems to know their role and we're all together and we're all in this. And I think that if we were grading that aspect of are we a team, that to me is an A already. I like the vibe.
Yeah, you know, just kind of looking back and you know, I haven't watched any of the Fall Mountain scrimmage video yet, but from what I recall, one of the shining moments, I think, really, you know, that glimmer that just made it real apparent of our potential this year. You know, we're down 14 going into the third quarter. Fall Mountain, very experienced, good team, 10 seniors, really good program. You know, goes on a quick run, goes up 22, I think, in maybe the first 2, 3 minutes. You know, what did my guys do? What did our guys do after that? They went on a 10-0 run in 2 minutes. You know,
Yep.
and I think ultimately, you know, my numbers may be a little bit off, but I think it was a 16-3 run we went on. And the following 4 minutes after they went up 22 points. They went on an 8-0 run to start the third quarter, and we responded with a 16 to 2, 16 to 3 run. And the way that we did it was so quick. And so when you see those little glimmers early on in the season, you're like, okay, this is the potential. We are never like when you see that against a very good team, I think Fall Mountain's got to be in the question to be in the Final Four and give it a run for New Hampshire state title this year. That you're never out of a game when you can put up buckets that quick against a team of that caliber.
No, you're never out of it. And I was equally impressed with that part of the game. I think just, our ability to go down, maybe make some mistakes, maybe just have things not go our way for a little bit. And then we were able to turn the page very quickly, I think. And that was great to see. That was fun, that we kind of just took it and kept going. And then to your point, we went on a 10-0 run, and that's the sign of a good team. And that's the mindset that I think that we need to have. And our JV group looked pretty darn good too,
Pretty good. I was so pleasantly surprised, not only with how they competed, but even how they competed when it was like three or four of your dudes fouled out. And for them to still be in that game down the stretch, and that was fun. That was fun to watch.
And we never want players to foul out of a game, but it also shows me that we were playing hard. I mean, they were hard fouls, and that's a good thing. Everyone gave it their best, and we ended the game, I think, with three players fouled out, and then another guy took a hard fall going for a loose ball, and he got hurt.
I
And
mean, we got to call it what it is, right? I mean, I don't like to normally tell a lot of, point out a lot of individual efforts, but this one just stuck out on the page. I mean, Tim Fletcher, man, Timmy Fletcher, that first quarter, it was Timmy time the entire time. He had 12 points and 10 rebounds in the first quarter. And that's just one indication. That was obviously a team effort. But seeing a guy like that who hadn't played since eighth grade come in and perform the way that he did and having fun doing it. That was contagious for me, sitting on the bench. It's got to be contagious for everyone out there on the floor. It certainly was with the varsity guys. They loved it. They loved it.
It was contagious. And the thing I thought was so great about that, but also everyone else on our, all of our players that were on the floor at the time, all of our players on the bench, and the whole varsity team sitting and watching from the stands, they all recognized that right away and celebrated it. The varsity team was going crazy, cheering on their guy. Our bench was up and active, and the players that were with him on the floor were feeding him the ball. They were giving it to him. And that is, again, I mean, that's the sign of a good team, is if you can be out there and you have the wherewithal to notice that there's, a mismatch, and one of your teammates and brothers is playing well, give them the ball. And I think all of our guys did a really good job at that,
Well, that just
especially.
shows a high IQ, right? I mean, we got a high IQ coming into this season, and that's a product of who was coaching them before. I mean, a lot of these kids have obviously gotten a lot of good coaching prior to
No
coming to us.
doubt.
They're more polished than a lot of years that we see coming in. Like, to your point, they identified where they were going to have the most success, and they gave up their self-interest, i.e., their shots, in order to feed the mismatch.
And none of that was me or you. It was the coaches that they've had and the players that were out there with them. I mean, we've only had one practice, really. At least the JV team has only had one practice. Spent the beginning of it learning everyone's names, and then, for them to start out the way that they did is really encouraging, and it's fun and exciting. So yeah, I'm excited, really excited about the JV season. I think it's going to be a lot of fun.
Looking forward to it.
The varsity too, of course.
Yeah, we're game week now. We're game week Saturday. We got Springfield coming in. That's a heck of a first game for us to get ready for. The prep starts tomorrow. I hope all our guys have rested up and drank a lot of water and eaten some healthy food today and just gotten healthy. It's sickness time, right? Everyone's getting sick. You got to take care of your bodies the best way you can. And we start. We got an optional open gym tomorrow morning, 6:30. You want to start the week off right. You want to start the week in a competitive mode. Well, we can get it going at 6:30 tomorrow. I'll be there. We can get some shots up. And then we're right into it. We got, practice tomorrow, media day. So we got to dish out the uniforms tomorrow. And varsity is going to be running Cemetery Hill. So we're jumping right into it. We don't have much time. We got to pour all our resources, both mentally and physically, into this week so we can get ready. And that starts with taking care of yourself.
Absolutely. And our first game against Springfield, that's going to be a real test. They're going to come ready.
Talking about a W next Sunday when we recap, but regardless of that result, right, we got to constantly remind ourselves that this is a marathon. We are not even through the first mile yet. We're not even close to being through the first mile yet. But it comes fast. And once we get going, we're looking at two games a week, and it just becomes that much more important to take care of yourself, take care of business in class, get those habits going now. If you haven't already, you still got time, but it's getting a good night's sleep, minimizing your screens, getting your homework done, staying healthy, getting exercise, getting fresh air. All of those things are going to add up. And all of those things amount to that one play that we've been talking about all the time. That one play that gets you over the hump, that wins you the close game. So looking forward to the week, Ben. Any last minute warnings for your guys as we step into week two?
No warnings.
All right.
I'm ready to, I think we'll just be ready. Let's have some fun.
We
The
will be
season
ready.
has begun. The
All
season
right.
has begun. So let's get after it. I'm excited to be in the gym.
All right. Me too, man.
Capture it, just let it slip.